Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about the best practices for keeping students motivated to read, and this is something that comes from an article in The Reading Teacher. And often, I think as teachers, we hate when we hear students say, "I hate to read, oh, I don't want to read." And so in this article, a Clemson University professor summarizes some research-based best practices for keeping students motivated, and also provides some classroom tips on how we might implement this in our classrooms. These tips are not meant to be the be-all and end-all of what the best practice research says, they're just examples. And so, the first of these is that students are more motivated when they have reading tasks or activities that relate to their lives. And the tip here is, have students, in addition to keeping some kind of reading journal, reading diary, have them spend a few minutes every day reflecting on how what they read relates and connects to their own lives. Second, students are more motivated when they have access to a wide array of different reading materials. But research says that just having a big classroom library isn't enough. There needs to be some teacher guidance to help the students deal with all of that text. And so the suggestion here is hold a weekly teacher bookseller meeting where the teacher essentially selects about 10 to 12 books and then gives a quick little pitch for each book. This is going to pique students' curiosity, it's going to make them interested in the books, and it's going to help them navigate all the different genres, all the different books that are in your classroom library. Third, students are more motivated when they have ample opportunity to engage in sustained reading. And so studies have found that actually within long 90-minute reading blocks, on average, students are only really deeply engaging with text around 18 minutes. And so this is possibly the case where students just aren't getting enough chance to actually read. A tip here is help students build their independent reading endurance by starting with maybe 10 minutes of silent reading a day, and then building up to 20 or 30. One way or another, you want to make sure that you're carving out a good solid chunk of time for students to really be reading. Students are more motivated to read when they have opportunities to make choices about what they read and how they engage in and complete literacy tasks. Choice is highly related to motivation, really, in all aspects of education and life. The suggestion here is that struggling readers in particular have trouble making choices about appropriate books to read. So as the teacher, what we can do is select 4 to 5 books that are appropriate for that reader, and then within a student-teacher mini-conference, offer the books up and let them make this controlled choice, or bounded choice as it's known. Next, students are more motivated when they have the opportunity to socially interact with others about what they're reading. And so an idea here is make sure at the end of your reading time that you set aside about 3 minutes for students to do a quick share with a partner about what they just read. And you can use a timer to make sure that both students are talking for an equal amount of time. And no real rules here, just that the students have to talk about what they just read. Students are more motivated when they have opportunities to be successful with challenging texts. This makes them feel competent, it makes them feel like they're very skilled, and it makes them want to try harder. An idea here is that often with books we'll label them easy, medium, hard, or we'll just have different sort of stickers with different colors that indicate how hard they are. And so the suggestion here is if you label books as hard, harder, and hardest, so that even the easy books are still classified as hard, you make all students feel like they're engaging with difficult texts, make them feel like they're successful, and then it's going to make them more motivated to keep pushing themselves harder. And lastly, students are more motivated to read when they have classroom incentives that reflect the value of and importance of reading. And so what this means is when you're giving students rewards, think about if there are ways to reward them with books, reward them with reading time. And one potential suggestion here is, in a lot of our classroom libraries, we have these old books that students really don't care about. They're maybe from the 80s or the 70s. And so set those aside and make the special shelf of those vintage books that students aren't naturally as drawn to. And then you can give those away before holidays as rewards. And so you actually make them special. You're giving students books, and they're books they probably wouldn't be picking up naturally anyway. So it's a way for you to use those books in a really conscientious way. And so again, these are sort of the 7 best practices around teaching students reading in a way that's going to keep them very motivated, and you can read these all in more detail in the full article write-up. The suggestions and the tips are just particular ways you might go about it, but definitely explore, think about ways that you can adapt these strategies for your own classroom and for your own students. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching!